Don't.
Radio. Episode 36. Top 10 songs ever? What do you think, Big City?
No.
What do you think about Mouse Factor with a Civil War sword over there?
He looks cool. He's alright.
Thanks. What do you think about Mr. White and his Hope 5 shirt?
It's not as cool, but it's alright. I mean, it's still cool. But I don't think he's the media. You gotta rape the media.
You wanna rape the media?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Why is this song gotta be so quiet?
I don't know.
It's probably because it's a Limp Dick ballad.
Yeah, it's a Limp Dick ballad?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not a Led Zeppelin fan anyway.
No, I'm not. I can't admit that. That's very true.
You aren't a Led Zeppelin fan.
No, you know why? Because I don't like rehashed 1920s African American folk songs. Done by white dudes on drugs.
You have a point.
Yeah, but dude, you're such a...
Traveling Riverside Blues, can't argue with that.
You're such a metal goth person.
I'm surprised you even knew that. You really surprised me right there.
Thanks. You learn something new every day about people.
Yeah. Dude, but you got long hair.
I used to have long hair.
So, therefore, you should like Led Zeppelin.
There are many things I probably should like. Due to the fact that I used to have long hair, which I don't.
Yeah.
I don't, in fact, like MMOs or CCGs or, you know, that kind of stuff.
RPGs?
That's not a real sword, is it?
It's a real, honest to God sword.
Well, I know it's a real sword, but it's not like.
It's not like actual. Like, no one took that off a dead officer's hands or anything. Yeah.
You got anything like that?
You took it out of this. You're not gonna put that back into the sheath or scabbard without it.
I'm getting fingerprints on it.
Wetting the blade, right?
Yeah, whatever you just said, man.
No, you're supposed to.
Mineral oil.
No, blood. You're not supposed to put it back in the sheath without getting
wetting
the
blade.
Or mineral oil. Both keep it from rusting, one or the other.
I'm not saying rust. You're not supposed to take a blade out of the sheath.
It's actually starting to get a little bit up there.
Yeah, no.
Should oil it.
Yeah, I should. I should take better care of his name. It was an awesome gift I got.
Hear that? We are really sitting here with a sword.
Yeah, this is a. It's a Confederate States of America replica cavalry saber of an officer. 36 inches. I forget who forged it. It was some dude. This is actually quite expensive. I received it as a gift. This was my high school graduation gift, as a matter of fact.
Really?
No. I am a Civil War buff, truth be told.
Your mom is cool, dude.
Yeah, my mom is very cool, and the other members of my family who, you know, contributed money out of their minimum wage jobs.
What's something like that run?
I have no idea, man, but I knew this was expensive.
My finger hurts from hitting it with my nail.
Right. I do, as a matter of fact, have an authentic Civil War sword that was given to me as a 21st birthday present by my aunt. She used to live in an old house, and they found this in the attic of this house, and she took a guy appraised, and truth be told, it was the NCO's, non-commissioned officer's sword, like a sergeant's sword or something from 1864. The scabbard was completely gone, but the sword was still good, so I had it cleaned up, and it's somewhere around here. It's an infantry sword.
Nice. Yeah, there it is. It's back here.
Is it really over there?
Nah, I was just making that up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I would like to find that again, you know. The move, it kind of got, you know,
yeah,
lost.
Well, it can't be too far.
Yeah, it's somewhere.
Perhaps it's tucked next to the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, it could be. I also enjoy Star Wars stuff, but not as much as I used to since Star Wars began to suck. I love Transformers and then G.I. Joe. That's it.
Yeah.
That's getting to know Malice Factor.
So, that
no,
wasn't...
No, no.
I mean, you called it Big C. That was really an awful song to start the show with.
Yeah, no, I don't even feel like talking anymore.
Do you want to just cut it? Do it again?
No, not really.
How would we just start the
show?
How
would
right
I share my knowledge about Led Zeppelin with the world?
Can we just like say we cut it and just start it right now?
All right, F-Bill Radio, episode 36. Coming at you. Fuck your mothers. We're here.
Uh-huh.
It's,
November 14th.
November 14th, 2006.
www.fbillradio.com.
Yeah, we got an email. Email says, hey, FBill Radio, I just finished listening to episode 35, wanted to write in. Sorry to hear that the Scientologists are not fans, but does anything really need to be said about that? I think you all covered that topic brilliantly. I was thrilled to hear my email read in episode 33. I wanted to thank you for all the honorary doctorate that Big City presented to me and for the F-Bill Award for Grammar, although both are undeserved. I like the new format and will be attaching some tunes for inclusion in a future playlist. Keep up the good work, Jeff.
I think that dude did attach some.
Yeah, he put in some MC Frontalot songs, which are already included in the playlist. And we got...
more hate mail.
No, we actually got some other listeners sending in songs, so if there's anything you want to add it to the playlist, send us the MP3 or whatever file you'd like to radio@fbillradio.com. But we did actually get Big City's theme song, which I'd like to play right now.
We have Big City's theme song?
Yeah.
This is just being a shameless insult.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
The gayest song ever made.
That's not appreciated. I'm such an undervalued member of the show. Where would you guys be without me?
Hey, we didn't come up with this. It was sent in by someone.
Oh, somebody sent this in and sent this?
Yes.
It's Big City's theme song? Is that what it's labeled as?
No, but I thought that's what it was meant to be.
Oh.
Yeah, like I just said, I'm such an undervalued member of the show.
Oh.
You guys would still be reading CSS books on air if I wouldn't show up back in episode 5.
That's very true.
I would be discussing colophones.
Colophones. This is gay.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Yes.
It's like we've effectively lost all listeners, except for the one that sent this in. Because he probably thinks
it's hysterical. Did someone actually listen to this seriously?
No, obviously somebody sent this in as a joke. It's probably...
How do you know,
Marco,
man?
Or Polo or something.
No, there are twisted people who listen to this kind of stuff.
Maybe,
seriously.
Maybe it was a chick, dude. Maybe there are chicks out there that listen to the show and they love this song. They're Barbie girls. Like on the MySpace, there's maybe somebody named Barbie who sent this in.
Oh, MySpace. Why don't I just call it what it is? Fucking infidelity space.
Is that what it's
fucking stalker space?
I thought it was
fucking
fine little kids.
Pedophile space.
Fucking what I use it for?
Non-compliant HTML, HTML code space. God, the power of your like self-defacing over
MySpace.com/FBillRadio. If you're under 12, sign up.
God,
become our friend.
Ah, that's awful.
Yeah, that's
White
really
will take
terrible.
Good care of you.
It's bad. Like, I know, we've got that one friend that does another radio show, and I swear, like, every single one of their listeners is 12 years old. It's like all they get who call in and stuff. People are like 16, 12.
Dude, at least, you know, they got fans.
They got fans, yeah.
That's cool.
We
got
16-year-olds.
They just talk about, like, fucking in the ass and all kinds of stuff like that. That's why they get the 12-year-olds listening to it. Kids think it's, like, the coolest shit ever.
Yeah, man. It's mature content.
Yeah, my brother the other day, I was talking to him. He's like... He told me he programmed his friend's calculator.
Can we change this shit? This is, come on.
I was waiting for it. Going on for minutes now.
No, I just...
There's only 18 seconds
it, man.
Left. Let it go.
No, but he's like... He's telling me how he writes in his friend's notebooks and on their calculators and shit, like, you know, Greg loves the cock. And, like, that's hysterically funny to them. And I'm like, it's not that funny, man. Why don't you, like, say that?
No, it is funny.
You know, what was funny to us when we were 16 and 12?
Boobies.
Lung cancer.
Cocks. Lung cancer.
Lung cancer?
Yeah.
I laughed in the face of emphysema.
LSD.
Oh, man.
That was also funny.
I don't think LSD
breaking into
so
the,
much.
Like, the park pool. Jumping in and running out.
Having sex in cars at said park.
Yeah. Oh, man. Anything while stoned was funny.
Well, yeah, but that could be like our age now.
That pretty much hasn't changed, dude.
Yeah, dude. I think that's a fact of humanity.
Dude, the other day, I just wanted to fucking smoke a joint, get in my fucking truck, and drive like 3 hours away for a fucking taco while listening to Neil Young the whole time.
A taco?
I just had the fucking urge.
Why a taco?
Like a good... I'm not talking about Taco Bell. I mean like real taco.
Yeah, I know, but why a taco?
Because I fucking love tacos. And when you're fucking stoned, you really love tacos.
Cow ass fucking cornmeal, right?
That's cool with me because it's fucking good, dude.
Dude, yeah, it's pretty good. Did you ever hear that comedian Gaffigan?
No.
That big... Well, he had this joke about Mexican food where he's like, Mexican food's all the same. It's pretty much like meat, cheese, and tomatoes on top of, you know, some sort of tortilla chip. Tortillas. Everything of Mexican. You don't know what it is, just in a different arrangement. I thought that was pertinent to this conversation.
Where is there a punchline in that?
No, I wasn't. It's delivery. It's all the delivery. I'm just not delivering it properly.
I wish you would, though.
Shut up. I can't do that.
Damn, man. I've been trying to... I was trying to win some Cobra Commander.
Dude, Cobra
eBay
Commander's
options.
Mad. You know what? FBill Radio's going to have a Cobra shirt. You know, it's going to be our new logo.
Dude, we should just make them and sell them. Fuck copyrights.
We should have
I tried downloading.
Plus, we should contact them. Let them know. We're the official radio show of Cobra.
That would be a cool gimmick, though. Someone start a podcast and be like the official podcast of Cobra.
See, Sony...
Why don't we do it?
Because of Sony.
Because
Sony owns Cobra?
Owns
yes.
the rights,
oh.
dude.
Yeah, man.
Which is why they stopped releasing TV series on DVD.
I know, fucking asshole.
It's the same thing that happened with Transformers.
They're going to do it with the Blu-ray.
So guess what's going to come up next? Fucking G.I. Joe movie. It's going to suck as bad as the Transformers movie.
What about Centurions, man? Nobody's underrated Centurions.
Dude, fuck Centurions.
Power Extreme, man. Fuck off.
No, fuck Centurions.
That's messed up.
And fuck Cops, too. You remember the TV show Cops?
Yeah, the cartoon.
Yeah. The cartoon.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You remember that?
Yeah.
That was a fucking bad cartoon, man.
I was just thinking Mask.
Oh, man. You took it to a whole new level just
but
now.
That was, those were some sweet toys.
Dude, remember the car with the doors that turned into wings? No. Like, you know, you think about it, it's just so absurd nowadays. But back then, you know, that was...
I sometimes like to think intense. That a Mack truck that's tailgating me is all of a sudden going to spout a tank turret from the back of it and shoot missiles at me if I don't, because I keep swerving in front of it.
Everybody remember the knockoff Transformers known as the GoBots?
GoBots, yeah. I had a couple of them.
Dude, those toys sucked.
They died.
The die-cast little things.
GoBots. Fuck them. Tyco Legos. Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck Legos in general.
Shut up. You have no imagination.
I have plenty of imagination. Let me tell you why I hate fucking Legos, okay?
Why?
All I wanted when I was 10 years old was the fucking Black Knight's castle.
But, okay? Dude, everybody wanted the Black Knight's castle.
And guess what? I got one.
Yeah.
And for like 3 months, I fucking built this thing, okay? Painstakingly built it. And I put it on the fucking wood board and everything like you're supposed to do when you build those fucking things. Had it all set up. After I finished it, the next fucking day... Little cousin came and smashed it.
I would have killed him.
Instead, I eternalized my hatred for all things Lego.
I just thought
you... too bad.
Oh, yeah, man.
Couldn't think in, you know, blocks of four. Pretty much, like, small blocks of plastic. You just couldn't think in that dimensional. Whatever, man.
Yep.
This show sucks.
What, this show?
Yeah.
Why? You fucking suck.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you, man.
Why don't you suck some fucking nuts?
No.
Come on here so I can shank it. And fuck you with this iron stick.
Maybe I don't want to suck any nuts, alright?
Dick.
Well, fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck.
Hey, fuck you!
So, checking out video over here. Samsung has partnered with Korea University to develop the machine gun equipped robotic Sentry.
Finally.
It has two cameras with zooming capabilities, one for daytime, one infrared for night vision. Pattern recognition, which can detect difference between humans and trees. A 5.5mm machine gun. And has a speaker to warn the intruder.
Warning.
Danger, Will Robinson.
I'm about to shoot your ass.
Innovations for, you know, fucking remote-controlled cars that have been long overdue, I might add.
The robot will go on sale in 2007 for $200,000.
So can we buy these,
I don't know. And it will be deployed on the border between North and South Korea. The
Dude,
video is
imagine?
Fucking sweet.
Just imagine installing those as security guards.
Imagine you're walking in the woods casually and all of a sudden one of those pops up and you're like, fuck.
All you gotta do is get behind it.
You gotta get behind it? It's got a machine gun on it, bullet boy. How fast are you?
Fucking tuck, drop, and roll, buddy.
Yeah, you can probably outmaneuver these things pretty easily.
I'd imagine.
They seem like they swivel very quickly.
If you
got close enough...
Dude, that's
I'd say if you were 5 feet away, you can easily just jump right past it.
Oh, yeah.
Right behind it.
But
and then it'd be like, he's just behind the machine gun dancing around.
At that point, you like break it or something. But dude, is that really a game you want to play?
Dude, you're not going to get... They're obviously going to like clear a fucking area so, you know, this thing can see whatever's coming up like a long ways away.
Right, they're not going to put obstacles you can hide behind.
The
there's going to be no cover.
Sweet, though.
Yeah, we watched it several times already.
The best part is, like, this machine gun robot's got the big Samsung logo on it. It just looks fucking hilarious.
That's awesome.
It's just fucking laying down
targets.
There
should be a Newegg logo on it as well.
Buy one from Newegg.
20% fucking off day. We have an overstock.
Deal of the day.
You like Samsung?
I don't have anything against them.
Yeah.
I got a Samsung monitor.
They're not Sony. Yeah, how's that thing working out for you?
I haven't tried it yet. I'm talking about the LCD from a couple years ago.
Ah, right.
Yeah, that thing is still trucking, believe it or not. That 15-inch TFT.
I believe it. They make some sweet LCD TVs, the black ones.
Yeah, I like those, man.
Yeah, I like those, too.
I'm going to hook up my PS3 to it.
Dude, you still got that laptop without a screen on it?
I do, but it doesn't
based
turn
off
on.
Memory?
I do have it still, but it doesn't work anymore.
That sucks.
You're telling me, man. That thing was a trooper.
The, as I scratch my head.
It's compelling radio.
Oh, yeah.
Lunch fries, motherfucker!
So you see this shit with Novell? Gets $348 million from Microsoft. I don't. You know what? We're not even going to talk about this.
Because
like
Java
everyone else in the world fucking talked about that.
Didn't Java fucking get open sourced finally after 8 years?
Maybe. I stopped giving a shit about what Sun does a while ago. Aside from Open Office, I don't really give a fuck. So,
It's fucking spiteful. You're a spiteful ass dude, you know that?
Dude, look at your Lego story, man.
Microsoft co-president.
That was a tragic
pot
fucking...
called the kettle black. And you hate black people because you have a Confederate sword.
Dude. Fuck you.
Awesome.
I do not hate black people.
I know you don't. But God, it's funny to say that. We all know that the real person that hates black people is the other guy in the room. Not me or you. But the other one.
Fuck off. Microsoft co-president Jim Altchin. Altchin. Lots of chins. One chin, two chin, three chin.
Right.
Touting new security features of Vista, which was released to manufacturing maybe a week and a half ago now. So they started burning the disks along with a bunch of people in China. System's new lockdown features are so capable and thorough that he was comfortable with his own 7-year-old son using Vista without antivirus installed. The fact he's coming out saying that Vista's not going to need antivirus software is just unbelievable. But that's probably off the fact that they've locked out antivirus manufacturers, which they're bitching about.
I saw a copy of Vista running. My friend had it.
Yeah, it's really nothing.
He was like, it's very pretty. And I was like, you're gay.
It's not as pretty as fucking Mac OS.
Well, that was the end of the discussion. We didn't talk anymore after that.
He called it pretty, and you called him gay?
Yeah, because he said
pretty.
And then
pretty you made man love on top of the Vista machine?
No, because it was a laptop.
Good. Good lord. Bad imagery. Horrible imagery. Man love on top of
feels like corn.
What?
Where the fuck did that come from?
Where the fuck did you get that from?
How long have you been holding on to that?
Yeah.
You're like,
man, my dick feels like corn.
When you heard that, did you decide that there would be a right time to play that at some point?
Yeah,
I did.
Like,
I did think to myself,
holy fuck,
I will
man.
Wait till the exact moment when you're talking about gay sex comes up, and I'll be able to push the button.
Oh, yeah, my dick feels like corn.
Dude, give me that sword. I'm taking them out.
Dude, you said you wanted to be more mainstream. So I got mainstream.
Dude, how mainstream? We're sitting here with a fucking Civil War fucking sword. We ain't fucking mainstream. We're not mainstream. We're not mainstream.
Dude, we played Limp Bizkit. So we were like sort of mainstream 5 years ago at the Playboy Mansion.
The, two new features in Vista are parental controls and address space layout randomization, which renders the object code of the system kernel and memory different each time to thwart the designs of malicious code. Render his son's Vista machine comfortable enough for him to use, even though the production quality antivirus software unit has yet to be completed. Fuck that shit.
Maybe all his son was doing was like fucking, you know, checking his email.
Has anyone tried Vista?
Huh?
I have the fucking release candidate too over there. I have no desire to install it.
Probably give a fuck.
Well, dude, I told you I tried it. I just opened the start menu. I was like, wow, they made this more circular.
They did indeed make it more circular.
Then the guy's like, it's pretty. And I was like, you're gay. And you know the rest of the story. We already went over this.
Dude, fuck Vista. Ubuntu's the best OS ever.
You mean Ubuntu?
Yeah, Ubuntu.
Ubuntu?
Ubuntu, dude.
Ubuntu?
Shut up, it's Ubuntu.
It's Ubuntu.
It's Ubuntu.
Hey, what
it's
is Ubuntu. Bunk cake?
Bunk cake?
Yeah, bunk cake.
Bataki?
Bukaki?
Tanuki?
Tanuki?
Tanuki.
Yeah, Tanuki.
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 Awesome.
Tanuki.
Hey, yeah. Tied off the press from fucking Game Spot.
What? Breasts in GameSpot?
OPM is now officially a dead magazine.
Oh.
What's sweet?
What's OPM?
Official PlayStation Magazine.
Oh, it's been dead.
Now it's officially dead, as in people are going to lose their jobs at last.
Awesome.
You should. What is all the, what's all the noise from?
Yeah, but seriously, what the fuck?
Do you keep kicking your mic stand?
Yes.
Or
That was you, douchebags, not me.
No.
Are you kidding me? No, it definitely is not me. No, no, you know what? What the hell are you doing? Oh, it is me.
All right, rattle cakes. You just keep that to yourself over there, you're all that fucking bullshit hate.
Dude, why are you... What are you looking up over there?
We.
Why? You totally just like... What is that, Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Why, you want to play some Call of Duty?
No.
Not
I played
really.
It before. I don't need to play it again on a new controller.
I want a Wii, but I don't think I'm going to be able to buy one until like next year.
Dude, when we sell the PS3, we'll be able to buy Wiis.
No way.
Yeah, way.
And I mean, I'm just like so excited about the potential for what that PS3 can go for.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm waiting a week, and then it's going on eBay with a fucking 6G reserve. I'm fucking serious. 360s were going for that much last year. No game.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
It's, you know, I mean, the money's cool and shit, but...
Dude, the fact that I'll be able to say that I fucking hawked a PS3, a launched PS3, the fact...
Fuck all you motherfuckers. Well,
you know, now the item underneath, have sex with Japanese twins, is fucking crossed off before I die.
That'd be cool.
Austin Powers reference. But you know what?
So, it's I'm looking at councilcamp.com. Have you seen this?
No.
Oh, this is a bunch of fucking artards. That are just like pictures of people camped out at Toys R Us's and fucking stupid shit like assholes. There's like 40 people lined up outside this Toys R Us and they're like, they might have 15 fucking... Wii's on launch day. You know, it's like, come on. What the fuck are you camped out? People putting their, like, pre-order receipts up here and shit.
You know what?
It's fucking stupid.
I had a launch Nintendo 64, alright? And I still have it, even though it can't work anymore, because I yanked out one of the fucking Rambus RAM chips by accident when I took it apart. But it is a launch... It is one of the original 250,000, I believe... Or 200,000 North America launch units, okay? Think about that number, 200,000.
But
right?
Compared
to the PS3, which is probably less than 400,000 in North America, apparently 88,000 of the 100,000 in Japan have been sold already, which, I don't know, I wouldn't brag about that if I was Sony, you know?
That's nothing.
Yeah.
That's pathetic. When did it go up in Japan?
The 10th, I believe, or the 11th.
So, what's today, the 14th?
Oh, that's terrible.
That's fucking terrible.
Yeah, 88,000. I mean,
if that was like an hour ago, okay, but...
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking, too. I was expecting, terrible, well, you know what? I was watching some of the coverage, and apparently, like, the stores that had them, they gave out, like, random tickets, like, in a raffle, almost, the people that were in line and shit, so... If a store had, like, 10 or 12, you just go out there and you fucking give out these raffle tickets, and then whoever's fucking numbers get called, that's what gets sold. You know, which, after that, it's like, you know, what the fuck? You're kind of fucked, because if all the stores are doing that, you don't have opportunity to go and hunt around to another store. You know, I mean, I don't know if maybe they do things differently in Japan. You can buy, like, PS3s out of vending machines or something like that. But, you know, I mean, it's just...
Next to the women's panties.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know?
Awesome. I want to get some panty vending.
But,
vending
dude, I mean,
panties.
Think about, like, this. If you're over here and say you're waiting at GameStop or a fucking Toys R Us or whatever, a place where you know they're going to have PS3s or Wiis, if you're waiting there and you don't get one, chances are you're not going to be able to find one at any other store.
Yeah.
It's because there's so many people there fucking willing to do that shit. I was talking to a dude today, and he's like, well, I'm saving up money to buy one at the end of December. I'm like, you mean the end of December 2007, right? Because there's no way in hell you're going to get a fucking PS3 around Christmas time.
Yeah.
They're anticipating the next shipment in North America in the middle of December. All right? I mean...
Which...
Dude,
I mean, by
about,
all accounts, should just cause, like, a massive frenzy.
Exactly.
You know, because there's nothing worse than fucking...
Time to fucking...
Parents that give into their bitch fucking kids and give them whatever the fuck they want.
Right, and
especially
you know what?
Especially in the state
and,
we live in. Bunch of fucking assholes.
Well, you know what? And that's why I'm saying I'm selling that motherfucker with 6G reserve. There's going to be some fucking asshole with money who's going to buy it. You know they will. People are fucking dumb. People are stupid.
Nah, people just have way too much money on their hands.
Dude, I saw a 360 last year go 18 grand with three fucking games, two controllers. There is no fucking way I would ever buy anything like that for fucking 18 G's. Dude, even if I had the money, you know what I'm saying?
Why did... how did that one go for 18 grand anyway?
Someone just fucking bid it up, dude. And they kept on bidding. They fucking got, you know, it was fucking mass hysteria. Like, it was like this for the PS2.
Yeah, I know.
And the fucking net infrastructure back then was it fucking is today, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I know a fucking douchebag that got a PS2 for launch one like 3 weeks afterwards for like $700.
Which is ridiculous.
Mm. And that was for a $200 machine back then, yeah.
Three bills,
whatever.
$200 5 years ago.
So, dude, I anticipate selling this fucking thing. Dude, confirmed
like
pre-order. Confirmed pre-sale PS3 is eBay already going for 2 G's. You don't even have the fucking product if you think about it like that. So I'm going to wait a week, wait till the smoke clears, and I'm going to fucking sell that motherfucker. You know?
What if it sucks so bad that waiting a week fucks you?
Nah, I don't. It won't. There's
it
no
won't.
Way.
He'll at least be able to fucking sell it for, you know, more than what it's worth.
Yeah.
You might not get 6, but you'll definitely get your 2.
No, I'm definitely going to get 6. I got a good feeling about that number. 10 times what it's worth.
That would be awesome. Just to fucking laugh at the motherfucker.
You know,
it'd be
exactly.
great to put like a note into the thing, like you're
like,
a douchebag.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for the money, asshole.
Right.
Fuck you.
Right.
That would be awesome.
I'm not gonna do that, but I'll think about it. I'll chuckle as I'm mailing it.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm gonna, and after all that, I'm gonna fuck him on shipping too. Dude, if you got the money to pay.
It's $50 for shipping, or you're paying $2,000, $6,000 for fucking.
Dude, they're gonna have to pay for insurance. Fuck them.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this shit uninsured. You kidding me?
I fucking love it. Well, consolecamp.com, which is. There, some guy
a
in
nice
a BinRev
shop.
Yeah, some guy in BinRev was like trying to pimp this thing out, and he posted it up, and I posted up this message that I'm gonna laugh at every asshole that's fucking standing in the thing, and he emails me. He's like, "Can you post it up on Dig? I'm trying to get Dig." I'm like, dude, I just said I'm gonna laugh at all the fucking asshole. I'm not digging your fucking site.
Yeah, not digging it, which is another gay innovation of the net.
So then he sends me another private message that says, well, when you go and laugh at him, can you take a picture and then post it up on the website?
Well, dude, I will definitely go when I go to pick up my PS3. I will bring a camera with me, and I will see what pandemonium is there. And I'm talking about in the fucking afternoon. Okay, that's when I'm going to be able to get my PS3.
Is it going to be there?
It's going to fucking be there. Because if it's not, I'm going to serve every motherfucker there the only drink that I know how to make. My Molotov cocktail.
Is our homeboy working that day?
Our homeboy is working that day.
So he's got yours on lock.
That's right.
Because you got a pre-order.
If GameStop hasn't fucking called me yet saying that I'm not going to get a fucking system because they oversold their fucking pre-order allotment, I'm going to get it on Friday.
It's good.
Dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be... It would be... What's up, dude?
I went to a GameStop last weekend.
Yeah, did you like it there?
It's probably the same GameStop you go to.
Are you sure?
And I probably saw the same dude
that
you know.
It's that way?
I don't know which direction
that is. You're supposed to know this stuff. Like, out of every person I know, dude, if I point fucking, in a direction,
you're the you samurai ninja dude.
Yeah, I don't know what this town, man. This town is so foreign to me.
You lived here for a fucking year.
God, all right, hang on a second. Let me figure it out that way.
Where your old house is, past your old house, that town.
No, not that town.
Up on the main drag.
No, I was thinking of the other town.
Nah, I don't go there. No, that's not where I'm going to.
Oh, man, so I talked to some dweeb there about Zelda. It probably wasn't even your dumb friend then.
I got that on pre-order. I got no Wii, but I got Zelda on pre-order.
I have the GameCube Zelda on pre-order.
I didn't bother to pre-order.
No,
I
don't.
Just said, screw
no,
you.
I don't.
I'm going to be like, why'd you do that?
So I've not going to be able to play it.
My girlfriend
Zelda
put this game on pre-order.
Like 2 years ago. 2004.
For a gift. Like, last Christmas's gift. She's like, I'm going to put this on pre-order
for
you.
You could have bought it like 10 times over.
Make sure she
now.
Doesn't carry that shit over, like that was last year's gift and this year's gift.
Oh, that would suck.
Because that's like a double... You should be getting an extra gift.
Yeah, you would get fucked.
I'm not worried about it. I'm not, like, greedy on the gifts, man.
No, yeah, but I'm just saying. And yeah, you are.
Shut up.
You are greedy.
She's trying to ask me what I want for Christmas, and I think I just want, like,
Might just tell you about some Cobra Commander figures.
A new axe or a knife. Really.
You mean like a guitar
she won't
or an
buy
axe?
Me, she won't buy me an axe or a knife for Christmas.
Why?
I don't know why. I mean, it's nice in the photos and wrapping it and stuff.
Dude, so get like a...
Look what I got. Ding!
Sweet.
So why don't you get like something... Another useless sort of eye object.
I don't... There's not really anything that...
And, you know...
I kind of want. I mean, like, it'd be cool to get, like, Cobra Commander, but she's not going to buy that.
Like, you know, and the thing to bring up
something.
The gifts here, the fact that we have Kinects that can probably, if we ask seriously, secure one for us reasonably, when the next shipment comes around in December, I'm doing the same fucking thing. Mm. Twice over from money from the original one.
Dude, yeah, no, December I'd probably buy one for $600 too. I wish I got in on this one.
Yeah, and you know...
Yeah, but the dude that works at the store forfeited his so he can have it. Like, that's right. How tight it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm
no,
third
but you know
on
I'm saying?
The list.
Like, I wasn't thinking about
it. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
At the time, but...
I'm high up there, man.
But dude, like, I would
number
just
three, huh?
Number three.
How many did they get? They should have gotten them already, right?
8 or 16.
So you're definitely in.
I'm definitely in.
Unless they get none.
You can get a quarter
like I
of
said,
what they...
If they were going to fuck me like that, GameStop would have fucking told me by now. Because that's what they were doing. They were setting their automated system to call people who were getting fucked. You know?
Call screening.
And that would have been not individual based. It would have been based on the people who had the fucking stores who were getting fucked.
Yeah.
And this shit is all politics as that. It all depends on how good the DM is and the district manager and all that shit. I mean, it's all fucking infighting over logistics, man. What stores get fucking 8 systems versus 16, that's like how much you can pimp your fucking performance levels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which, in the end, it's all irrelevant.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting 8 or 16 PS3s is irrelevant to your fucking stores, like, anything. It's just not.
Right.
I mean, he's just going to be standing at the door going, sorry, you don't get one, sorry, you don't get one, sorry, you don't get one, sorry, you don't get one.
Right, I'm going to roll up there, when I roll up there, and I'm going to fucking pick it up, and then, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fucking go around with the box to all the fucking
What time
are
you going there?
Like, 3-ish?
You're going to rub their nose
because
in it?
I almost will leave work early to roll out there with you.
Really? Because you want to see this go down?
Dude, you need a bodyguard.
Dude, this is my fucking bodyguard right here.
Wait.
I will walk in with my fucking cavalry saber. I don't give a fuck. No, seriously. No, I'm going to go with my PS3 and I'm going to be like... to everyone in the store. I'm
just sticking it in everyone's face.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm going to be
like, hey, over here. I'm getting a PS3. I get it!
And then, you know what? And I'd be like, you want this PS3? You want this PS3? Check out this auction 5 days from now. You put in a bid. Your early bid, right now. How much are you willing to pay for this? I'll take it into consideration. I'm not even going to play this fucking
thing. You got cash, nigga?
Yeah, exactly. You know?
2 days, 3 hours, 41 minutes, and 41 seconds. That's apparently the countdown.
But like I said, if by some reason I don't get...
5 days to the Wii. The Wii's
sorry.
On Sunday.
Yeah, no, I was just looking at that.
If I don't get the PS3 on Friday, if something happens, I don't get it, that store is going to get fucking burnt out. That's just the way it is.
Which is more the reason why I want to go, too. Because either way, you need a bodyguard or we're burning down the store. Either way, I'm fucking in.
Dude, I'm going to throw him a cocktail party.
I'm in.
To celebrate.
I mean, that's just it.
Dude, and you know what? I'm going to stop at every fucking store where fucking assholes hang out.
You should drive by holding the thing. What's up now, bitch? What's up now?
Bling, bling.
You want in, Big City?
Nah, I can't. I'm not on.
Come on.
I'm out. But actually, I was going to go to the video store that day and pick up a game.
Bling, bling.
That's a bad day to go to the video
game
store.
Yeah, dude, it is.
Yeah,
man.
I know. I didn't realize that, and I'm starting to regret my
decision. Why don't you go Thursday?
Because I don't have time Thursday. Because
Saturday's going to be bad, and then Sunday is the fucking
Friday
week.
Night's my game to play.
Sunday, I'm going to get Zelda. Game.
Why are you going to... Dude, you don't have the system.
Just so some asshole can't fucking play it.
That's
right, I fucking said it. I'm all hateful.
Dude,
fuck you, you got the game.
You got the system. Don't have the game. This is the last copy still in the store. You're fucked. We're assholes. It's great. See, this only comes around once every 5 years. So, you know, it's something we have to do. It's like a celebration, man. But we're still going to drive up the strip with the PS3. I'll stand in the back of the truck.
With a Boba Fett mask
great.
On?
With the Boba Fett mask on and the cavalry sword. Hey, what's up, bitches?
Nice.
Awesome.
The, I guess game glitches are being reported in Japan.
Yeah, the backward compatibility is fucked, predictably.
So the audio features do not work on some titles, while others have problems with the graphics. Online upgrades for consoles.
I'm so glad I don't have to fuck with that.
So. I mean, it's not even good looking.
Dude, it looks like a Foreman grill.
Yeah, it's shit.
It does.
Just like the Microsoft fucking Zune or Zuni or whatever.
Yeah, what the? How do we feel about that?
It's a piece of shit, dude. Its biggest selling point is it's wireless, where you can send your songs to other people.
That's homo.
Yeah, but you can only do it 3 times, and it stays on your thing for 3 days or something. But if you put... It's for any song. So if you upload your own content, like our F-Bill, we can't send it to more than 3 people.
Why?
Because it locks it down for everything. So it would be cool, like, if you're, like, a musician or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's potential for it to be kind of cool. And it should wirelessly sync with your computer over your LAN, but it doesn't.
So it sounds like it's a piece of garbage.
Yeah, I mean, it's, like, got a bigger screen and shit than the iPod. But other than that, I don't really see it being, you know...
That means the battery drains faster, too.
...really worth anything. So... I don't care... So,
yeah, it's just...
what the hell
was that?
Did you guys see that Hacking Democracy?
No.
You didn't see that?
What is that?
Oh, shit, man.
What is it?
HBO special on fucking electronic voting machines.
I heard about this.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
But
you can
watch
it.
TV.
You can watch it on Google Video. They put it up there for free.
You mean YouTube?
Yeah. Well, Google Video for now. But, yeah, it's insane, dude. These fucking dipole machines. The central server is running XP, okay? Like in a modem bank, all right?
As in Windows XP?
Yeah, dude, you have to watch these. First of all, they got video of people throwing out ballots in Florida in fucking 2000.
Damn.
All right? These are like blackboxvoting.org or something, I think it is. Hmm. It's, you know, like an activist group.
Right.
And they're the ones that made this documentary and shit. And they, so, you know, they got video of this stuff and they start getting into the dipole stuff. And then the lady actually downloaded the source code to the dipole machines off of a public FTP site on their fucking, off of their website. They got the shit just hanging out there. And then they try and sue her and have her arrested for stealing the shit.
Right.
When it was up there, just unpassworded. I mean, this lady looks like she could barely operate, you know, email. You know, it's like she's not a computer person. So then she takes that shit and they go to DEF CON. Okay? And they don't say DEF CON in the thing. They say hacker convention or whatever. And I heard somewhere, I think it was on Stank Show or something, that it was DEF CON. And they get, you know, a couple of, like, programmers and hackers to look at the shit and stuff. And then they end up getting their hands on a card. Because it basically uses a card to transfer the votes, the voting records and stuff like that. Like a CF card. And the card, like, executes software. All this stuff that Dipole says doesn't happen fucking happens. Dudes own the card, like, easy. You know, I mean, it's, like, simple. Like, don't add to this column, add to this column. Programming. I mean, and it executes it, and the whole thing runs in memory the entire time the machine's running. And there's no accounting for anything. And then, so either you can, like, carry these cards and transfer the votes to, like, the central tally server, or they all have modems, so you hook them up to phone lines, and you get the central server on a modem bank running XP. And everything is tallied by the software in an unencrypted, unpassworded. I mean, not even passworded. I mean, just no password, no encryption, no nothing. Access database. Access a fucking. I mean, come on.
That means some H2O out of there.
Can you get water up here?
Yeah.
Need a water?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Gotcha,
buddy. I feel dry.
You probably are. A little
Vagisil
helped
out. Vagisil, man. F-Build Radio, proud sponsor of Vagisil.
No, we're not.
Vice versa.
Actually, I do need to read the sponsorship this week.
Who's, we have sponsorship this week?
Yep. This episode of F-Build Radio has been brought to you by Metatron Industries. With offices in London, Hong Kong, and Havana, Metatron Industries has been serving the world's freelance killing needs since 1987. With competitive contract rates and professional personnel, you can't go wrong with Metatron Industries. They've recently expanded their product line to include government coups, planning assistance, militia armament. Don't make me. Government coup planning assistance, militia armament, and spy plane leasing to become the world's leader in mayhem services. Contact them through MetatronIndustries.com. Metatron Industries. They kill them till they're dead. Proud sponsors of F-Bill Radio.
You goddamn little!
So, thank you to them.
Thanks. I don't recall getting a paycheck.
So, it's coming.
Okay.
I can guarantee that paycheck's on its way.
Sweet.
I can guarantee you don't get any.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Just to deal with the PS3 coming.
And, dude, you don't get paid sick time, man. I'm not forgetting how you didn't show up that one day.
Oh, whatever, dude.
Yeah, we don't get paid sick time on here. That's funny. Yeah, so if you guys get a chance, man, watch this Hacking Democracy thing on
I will Google definitely video. Almost think about checking it
no,
out.
No, it's, dude, it's seriously interesting.
Dude, Dipole people are fucking assholes.
Oh, they, dude, you it's know all what? Bought I've, out and stuff.
No, dude,
it's
you know what? I've dealt with their technicians before. They're
oh,
fucking,
have you?
Yeah, they're fucking dickheads. They think, like, I don't know if it's like, I work for Dipole. Like, I pronounce the name a different way every time I see the same tech just to piss them off.
Dipole?
Like, yeah, I'm like, Dipole, D? You know, like that, you know, episode of Simpsons versus Die Bart Die. Is it the Bart D? You know? So no one gets it because it's an obscure like Simpsons reference, but yeah, I think it's funny. And he's just dude, he's this asshole that he thinks he's the fucking shit because he can serve his ATM machines and all his other stuff. I'm like, whatever, dude. You know, you fucking take a key to it and you know what I mean? Like, fuck you. You know, they're just assholes, man. Every fucking tech I met with them is fucking assholes.
Hey, fuck you!
Yeah, exactly.
The EFF is still fighting the AT&T spying case. At this point, I believe Court of Appeals announced that they are going to hear the government's case to appeal lawsuit, which probably, you know, will get appealed and nothing will ever happen. And
sure.
Fucking, that's that. So, is fucking England still selling, not England, who is it, Germans suing Rumsfeld? Bringing him up on war crime charges? That would be awesome.
Dude, you know what? While that would be awesome, I hate those fucking people that sue, like, officials for fucking war crimes. I mean, it's like designer lawsuits over
it is.
Europe.
It really is.
Like, you got dudes in fucking Spain that sued General Tommy Franks, George Bush, his dad, his mom. You know, one day, Mr. White Mouse Factor can get fucking brought up crimes
probably
against humanity, some asshole in Europe. You know?
This happened a couple weeks ago now, but a handful of employees at the Deckball, I guess, medical center in Georgia. Deckball. Received emails saying they had been laid off. The subject line read, urgent employment issue. Domain, blah, 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 blah. It came from the domain. And so a few employees concerned about their employment status clicked on a link to learn more.
Awesome.
And downloaded a keylogger. And
what?
Yeah, it was a spam. It wasn't real. But everyone clicked on it and they downloaded a fucking keylogger. How great is that? I mean, you could easily target like any major corporation, like fucking GM or Cigna or, you know what I mean, Aetna, Health, you know. You get 20,000 people downloading keyloggers and shit because they think they're getting laid off. It's fucking great.
Sweet.
And the
we
best
heard
part...
that burp coming up through your throat.
I know, it's awesome.
Yeah, that sucked, actually.
The Information Security Administrator for the center said, we block a ton of spam at our email gateway, but because the sender addresses were their own, they weren't blocked. If you block email from yourself, you're gonna get fucked.
You don't get any email.
It's great.
That point.
That's a great tactic right there.
Yes.
Somebody was thinking. So
how do you protect yourself against yourself?
You don't.
Really? You don't. You just kind of die.
You are your greatest enemy.
You are your greatest enemy.
That's what Joseph Stalin said.
Did he?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
In this book right here.
Stalingrad.
Yeah.
Dude, put that down.
It's about Stalin graduating college.
Stalingrad.
Oh, come on. That was bad.
It's hammy.
Yeah. I'm just not really feeling it.
Yeah, ours,
yeah,
not
we
feeling
tell,
what?
Man.
You're out? You done?
Nah, I'm not out.
I mean, you can pack it up and go home if you want.
Yeah,
we're not really feeling it.
We can manage value, man.
The,
I think I'm getting Malice Factor's illness.
Yeah, it's very possible. I am under the weather. I do feel like shit.
There's like a 50-50, you know, chance that you're going to be like on and off for the show.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. If you look at my track record, every one show I'm on, next show I'm off. When I'm on, I'm off. I'm
like,
off.
Last show was good, so this show is just going to be shitty.
The show before
yeah,
last
you're,
show
you're
was
very
shitty, though. The show before that was good, if you look back at like last
you,
four shows.
You're very inconsistent, man. You're
no,
inconsistent,
I'm very consistent
dude.
50% of the time.
No, you're
that's
inconsistent.
Yeah, well, here, every if it's every other day, okay, but...
No, you can predict how I'm going to be. Next show, you know I'm going to do a good one, because I'm going to listen to this one and be like, man, I sucked on this show. I'm going to be cool next show. And then you'll know the next show I'm going to be fucking off the hook again. But then the following show I'll be like, man, I was way too crazy that last show. I'm going to tone it down. And then it'll be, the next show I'm going to be like, I'll be low-key like this one. Seriously. I listened to the show before and I was just like, man, I was just fucking
it was
stupid
awesome.
Last show.
It was awesome.
I was
awesome.
Like, I'm going to be cool this show.
You went crazy.
Dude, I named the show Rampage.
Yeah,
I bet you don't know why I named it that.
I just go fit.
No.
No, I don't either. What are you, like, freaking... shouting out to Nintendo's Godzilla game with King Kong?
Yeah, that's exactly what
eating
it was.
Eating tanks.
What the hell was that?
You know, and they eat shit and they, like, have to breathe it out?
We can make a contest. We can have people guess why I name episodes certain things. I guarantee you no one will ever figure out why I named it Rampage. This is such a well, I'll send PS3s to people who fucking figure it out. I'm going to become a PS3 dealer.
You're a broker of PS3s.
PS3 broker, yes.
I'm working late.
You're working
tomorrow
late.
Night.
Oh, so you can come out?
So I can come out.
Awesome.
What's tomorrow? Oh, Wednesday.
And we're just gonna, you know.
Well, I gotta go to the gym tomorrow.
Just gonna,
not tomorrow, but
dude,
Thursday.
Dude, I'm seriously gonna fucking push that shit into people's faces. Look. That's right. Not even open it. Don't even play video games. That's right. 60 gig version. What it means, I don't fucking know.
Fucking Nintendo forever, motherfucker.
You show up in a Nintendo shirt.
Like the end, huh?
Mint.
Yeah.
German federal court decided that T-Online, one of the largest ISPs in Germany, was obligated to delete all IP logs of a customer upon request to guarantee their privacy.
Wow, a stark contrast to companies over here.
That's great, right there. That's the way it should be. Ars Technica wrote a great article called "How to Steal an Election" on all the Diebold stuff. I think that broke a day before the
System Guy article that everybody else paid attention to at Ars Technica.
No, the HBO thing, because they had similar content. But different angles. Ours is a little bit more technical, talking about software stacks and more of a better, you know, technical layout of how the system works. So it's definitely like 7 pages, I think. It's fucking great reading. You know, watch that movie too. If you live anywhere in the world, you gotta watch. Gotta watch it.
That explains why.
That was German. Die Bulldi.
5G iPods shipping with a Windows virus.
That's old,
Apple
isn't
has
it?
Posted a notice. Wow, that is really old. I'm not gonna stop reading that now.
I'll give you something.
Monkey fucking a coconut.
Oh, you got fucking clips from douchebag.
Yeah.
Who's douchebag? Is that his real name? It's like a stage name. It's a stage name.
That
is douchebag.
His stage name is douchebag.
Hey, can you grab that for me?
What the hell is?
Oh, what the fuck? Who just did what?
Oh
God! Why do you keep popping eye drops?
Malice, because I got dry eyes. Malice Factor just headbutted the goddamn mic.
God damn it!
And it fucking peaked out.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm deaf in one ear now.
Well, we're all fine because the compressor shut it off for us. So all I have to say to you is you're fucked.
God.
Damn it, that was a terrible insult.
Yeah, it was. You're really off your game, man.
Semen. That wasn't even how I wanted to insult you. Okay, fuck it.
There. Okay.
That's too late.
Yes.
Too little. I don't know.
Right, so next episode, the fallout from PS3 sale.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, man.
I hope so, at least.
Dude, it's going to happen. Can't strike out all the time, man.
Yeah, I think I can get out of work. I just got to tell my boss I got to go buy a PS3.
Just tell your boss, go fuck you, man.
I can't, dude. He's pulling for me hard lately.
That's nice of him.
He's on my side.
He's on the Christmas list now. You can give him a card for National Bosses Day.
Oh, I got something I found that I wanted to read. Of course, now, I don't know.
Did you dig it?
Mac. I don't dig anything.
You put it on Delicious?
Fuck.
Have people been adding to that shit?
I don't know, man. Let's check that out.
Yeah, I haven't
checked
it.
Dude, I forgot all about it. You guys got...
So did I.
Did you say you listened to the fucking show?
Yeah, but I didn't get to the last 5 minutes. I shut off the show. I was like, I'm sick of this shit. I sound like a retard. I'm out of here. I pulled my
Delicious
own plug.
/FBillRadio. Username is FBillRadio, and password is FBillRadio. Yeah, we got a couple of things. South Korea moves to legalize miniskirts.
Awesome.
Hot pants and miniskirts will soon be... Oh, yeah, legal in South Korea. The country is in the final stages of revising a decency law that prohibits people from wearing revealing outfits.
Does it have a picture?
Who put up a link to DOS Keyboard 2?
Huh? I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Fag.
Dude, fuck you. Mac. So, yeah, a couple people, actually. There's two articles on here.
Nice.
That somebody did. So, thank you, whoever you are.
Thanks to Malice Factor for reminding you this feature exists.
Thanks to Malice Factor.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah, pat on the back.
Yeah, so just log in, FPL Radio, password FPL Radio, and post up some links to shit.
Delicious.
HeyCon.
HateCon.
Hey.
HaterCon.
Not HateCon. That's a white supremacist movie. HeyCon. I'm thinking about going next year.
You're not going to go.
I'm thinking about it, dude.
You're not going to go.
November?
You're
it's like a year
go.
Away. Why
not? I know you're not.
I got to call Droops and talk about it with him. We were playing phone tag for a little while. And they started leaving these messages how I wanted to have my baby and stuff. And I got weirded
man
out.
Man sex.
Man sex.
Dick feel like corn.
Yeah. Droops is addicted to man sex.
I was about to play that button, too.
Yeah, I saw you reaching.
How's it going? Then you said
so,
it.
So, what was I going for?
Hey, fuck you!
Play that.
Fuck you!
Alright,
I really don't think that guy's funny.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the other one. I don't care whether you think he's funny or not. You said mainstream.
Do you think he's funny?
And this is mainstream
at
first.
Who the fuck is it?
Dan Cook.
Who the fuck is Dan Cook?
Some dude from MySpace.
He's a dude from MySpace?
Yeah.
It's not from MySpace.
Yeah, he's got like a million friends.
Fuck Dan Cook.
Snoop Dogg's got like 40 million. What do you want?
Does he? I never went to his page.
FPL Radio has like...
with that story.
Where did you get that shit from?
This one?
Yeah.
I had a CD. Somebody burned
it for
me.
You have Dan Cook CD? Are we reading PDF files over there?
Yeah, I am.
Why?
Dude, isn't it...
It's about Project Northwood.
I bet you just love
like
PDF
Intel
files,
processor?
No.
You really like them, huh?
First generation P4? That's what you're reading about?
No.
Cell processors? Did you say PS3 or PS4?
I said a P4, man.
No, I was saying PS4. You think they're gonna ever like change the name from PS2 to 3 to like 7?
No.
They're just like, it's gonna be a revolution, they're gonna call it Obevolution.
You know, it's gonna be like, I mean, it's going to be like another 6 years before a fucking system comes out. And PS3 is going to be around for at least 6 years.
Dude, nah, way.
Yeah, way.
Yeah, 6 to 10, dude.
Dude, technology's going to change.
You can still go
now.
Buy PS1s.
Yeah, yeah, they only stopped making them. Like a year ago.
Dude, but what I'm saying is technology's going to change. They're going to get past all this shit, and they're not going to even bother with where we're at.
But you're talking about development costs and all kinds of stuff they have to recoup over time. I mean, they lose money on consoles until they get into the 5-year area where they start actually making money back.
Well, yeah, because all the money's on the games.
Unless you're Nintendo when you're making money out the fucking door.
That's right. That's the way to fucking do it.
Right, man.
Not fucking be idiots. But, you know, I mean, they got the Blu-ray discs and shit. I was reading somewhere they're still insanely low, like low, long load times.
Well, yeah, like that technology is just being developed. It's like slow.
No,
shit.
It's because they can fill up, because they got these Blu-ray discs now, they're filling them up with fucking textures. So your fucking load times aren't any better. You buy a new PS3, I don't want fucking 20 fucking gig files.
They're not at like 99x.
You know?
Like
make the graphics
now.
Better, but still have it fucking load.
There
I mean,
is one reason to own a PS3. That's Metal Gear Solid 4.
Dude, just go buy World of Warcraft and call it quits.
Next year. Oh, fuck World of Warcraft. One of these days, I'm going to let you know how I feel about that fucking game.
I'm going to say it.
Oh.
Yeah, someday you're going to let me know.
You know what? Are these people really gamers? Are WoW players, are they gamers? Where do they fall in the hierarchy chart of gamers?
They have no life, so...
So what?
I think that counts as perfectly being a gamer.
You know,
no,
dude,
man.
You know, I had a.
Have you ever seen. Dude, you played fucking WoW, man. You know how much firsthand it sucks.
Dude, if you play Dungeons and Dragons, you're a gamer. So if you play WoW, you're still a gamer.
No, dude.
It's a game no matter what.
Yeah, but where do they fall in the hierarchy, man?
I mean, Monopoly players, they suck. Alright? Competitive Parcheesi? Nobody likes those guys.
Scategories.
Scategories, Bubble Bobble.
Dude, Trouble.
Fucking
Sorry.
Hungry, Hungry Hippo Players.
Dude,
Pro,
I am
hungry,
nasty
hungry
at Sorry.
You're nasty at Sorry?
I'm fucking nasty at Sorry.
I believe
Sorry,
you,
dude.
Man. Battleship.
Talking Battleship.
I haven't played Battleship in so long.
But you know, this is what I'm trying to say, man.
You ever get that
WoW
fucking...
players just really piss me off. You know why?
No.
Because they're not gamers, man. They're addicts. They are addicts,
That's
man.
True. They can't stop.
They don't give a fuck about the fact that the game sucks.
Yeah.
It does, and you can't tell me it doesn't.
They're like the gaming equivalent of MySpace users.
Yes.
No, man, they're like IMers.
Yeah, they're not even on the web. They just IM.
They're just M.
Exactly.
Just M.
D bar D.
Come on, would you sit there and say, wow, I would definitely play WoW over EverQuest?
Well, I'm an addict, so I don't count.
See, he's not even trying to have dialogue with me, man.
No, I'm serious. I can't even, like, talk to you in a semblance conversation. Like, oh, this is a good game or a bad game. I would just play it because that's all I know.
Right, and that's the problem with WoW people, man.
Like, I don't want to play City of Heroes or City of Villains.
Like, why do I have to walk into a fucking store and hear these assholes talking about this shit that's just fucking stupid? You know what I'm saying? That's if they stay in the store long enough after they get their fucking pre-cards,
dude,
their fucking prepaid cards for their fucking memberships, and go home and fucking feed their addiction again.
Dude, I'm really against all online gaming, though, man.
You are, dude. You
really
are.
I don't like it. I don't like headsets.
How do you not like it?
I don't like any of that crap.
But you're like Mr. EverQuest, Mr. fucking WoW.
Yeah,
I
know, because
I was an
addict.
Dude, I didn't see you for 2 years.
I know you didn't. I know. And when no game can fill that void inside your stomach.
And it just...
Like, I mean, no game fulfills the void. It doesn't, like, actually fill it.
But you know...
And you sent me an email the other day telling me how much you were fiending to play. And all I could say is I know what he feels because I quit smoking. You know what I mean? Like, it's
yes.
That's how it sounded.
And you felt like I was addicted to heroin for crying out
dude,
loud.
Dude, but you know what?
I was
the
like,
thing
man.
That pisses me off is... Like, intellectually speaking, why is it that, wow, why do people think it's a good game? You
because
know what I mean?
People
sit down there and they say, this is a great game to play. No, it's not, motherfucker.
No, people
no, it isn't.
People think that whatever they're into is good.
Yeah, and that's wrong.
People
that's
can't
the core
say,
of my fucking, my pissed off set.
You'll
universe.
Never hear someone say, I love to listen to Britney Spears. I know it sucks. And she's a piece of shit, but I get enjoyment out of it, so fuck off. I would have
There's
full respect for
There's only one person
somebody.
I know of who does that, and you know her too, man. You know?
Do
you,
I?
Yeah, you do. I can't, for obvious reasons, I can't say on
Give her a handle on the air.
I can't. She
Make
defies.
Up Star Woman.
No, that doesn't, he won't know what that means.
I know,
that'd
you just know? Be funny if you pick something. I want, you know, maybe she listened to the
but
show
later.
But
she is like that,
her,
and
like,
I respect her, okay? She hates everything, but she likes stuff that I hate, and she'll say like, I don't give a fuck that this is horrible, I happen to like it.
Yeah,
and I'm
that's,
like
I'm
dude
totally
that's
cool
awesome
that.
Like, you know, if you sat down and you said to me, you know what, Mouse Factor, I hear what you're saying about WoW, and you know, there is one dude that I know takes back I work with this guy, actually he plays it, and he's like, you know what, this is fucking awful, but I play it because it's addicting. And he's like, you know, I've been gonna hear about this shit about how it's all great and stuff. It's not, man.
Dude,
I mean, I have to think that they're a lot like fucking drug addicts in that
they are.
They're gonna keep playing because they're waiting to get fulfilled, but it never fucking happens.
And you know what? I love the fact that Blizzard pushed this product because when they delayed the expansion pack to this shit till next year. I had to go around to all the people I know who play WoW, and I fucking laughed at them. I said, how you like it now? You
hang,
live in the fucking shadow
dude.
Of a wrathful god known as Blizzard. You
hang
know
on,
what?
Let me
you should
you
feel
here,
fucking
son.
Grateful that the shit is coming out next year. Okay? You know what I'm talking about.
I know.
When's StarCraft 2 coming out?
Yeah, I know.
We used to jokingly say 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a fucking joke anymore, is it? We'll get some new press assets in 2008.
Dude, WoW is good in some ways when you compare it to other shittier MMOs.
That,
such
but,
as
hang
Star
on,
Wars
hang
Galaxies?
Yes, exactly. Hang on. So that's why people say it's good.
Such as Kings of Crime?
Because you know
that
bad.
That was an MMO.
But, what, No, but it's definitely an addiction thing, man.
And that's what I'm saying.
Like, I purely would not have any fun playing it for 8 hours, 12 hours straight, but I would definitely feel fulfilled.
You know, I hate to get off the fucking, you know, World of Warcraft rant, but it's just getting ridiculous. I gotta hear about this shit every fucking day. You know? The South Park guys fucking did it. You know it's bad.
You know, I once had someone tell me that, well, this happened more than once, but this one time in particular, this guy was telling me that I'm a fucking music snob.
You're a music snob.
You are
sure,
a music
sure
snob.
Sure it was me who told you that?
Yeah, was it me?
That's what I said. This has happened numerous times. But he said this to me.
This is the first.
He said, no, he said this to me.
What?
After how I was telling him he was wrong when he was informing me that the new G-Unit album is good.
The G-Unit album.
Yeah, this is like 2 years ago. I'm like, first of all, it's G-Unit. It's not good. It's rap. It's not good music. No,
dude,
you gotta understand, this is good music.
It's done it. Okay?
He's trying to explain to me that it's good
fucking
music.
Cops,
I'm
gun
like,
it.
It's not good music. If you like rap, that's cool. Don't come and tell me that it's a good album. You know, it's not a good album. You know what I mean?
Right.
Dude, I loved fucking the Chronic, Dr. Dre's The Chronic, just as much as the next guy. But don't even tell
Fugees.
Me it's like one of the top 100 albums ever. I'll punch you in the face. You're a fucking idiot. You know, it's not that good. It's great. I fucking love it. It's not that good. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's two, you know, there's that whole side of things where people, and they don't, a lot of people don't get that.
But I'm just sitting there watching this person play WoW, and I'm like, it's a fucking, a platformer. It's not even a good platformer. It's not even a real platformer. It just resembles that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you just think it's a platformer, but it's not. It's just, I gotta wait around for other assholes to do shit with me.
Well, dude, I could say don't get involved.
I'm definitely not.
Because
As much as I take a shit on WoW, if I started playing it, I know I'd get addicted to it. I know I would. I know
yeah.
I would. You know what I mean? That's why
I
never started playing EverQuest.
I have played MMOs.
It's my dirty habit.
Man.
Yeah. Dude, and our friend Bob's there? He was totally addicted to WoW when it first came out. Him and his dad.
Yeah, his father. That's even sad. The guy's 50 years old.
They were both fucking crazy about it.
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, this one is unbelievable.
It just sucks you in. See, what it does is it traps you. Like, you know how you like the satisfaction of beating a game?
No.
You don't?
I don't enjoy beating games, man. I don't finish them.
Don't you like it when you come to the end of, like, Final Fantasy and you're like, get to watch the end movie and you're like, oh.
I've never done that.
I've never beat a Final Fantasy. No,
there's nothing
not
more unfulfilling than watching the end movie of Final Fantasy.
No, that's exactly right. Final Fantasy VII end movie? My God. That was an eye-opening revelation. I sat there and I was like, I just wasted 90 hours of my life.
Dude, that was
and
a great
Square
ending.
Is
what
just
the fuck
fucking
are you talking
laughing.
About?
That was a great ending.
Dude, it was cool.
Oh, please.
You're fucking on drugs, man.
No, I'm not, and that's the problem, all right? That was the problem fucking 8 years ago.
Dude, you have to see.
I almost failed fucking algebra or whatever. I had to reevaluate my fucking life at that
dude,
point.
Dude, Reddit got to have some kids. You got to see him run up
oh,
the hill,
dude,
and
come
you're just
on,
like, awesome.
Man. It was no, I wasn't like awesome. I was like, wow. I will be a virgin for the rest of my life. Because I spent all this time.
Did you beat Ruby and the Emerald Weapon?
Dude,
did
you
go you through
know
the
what?
Trouble, man?
I thought about it, but no.
You didn't.
No.
You weren't satisfied.
I was not satisfied. You know, few game endings have been satisfying to me. Where I was like, wow, that was
so,
perfect.
So just out of curiosity, we're delving more into your madness.
Yeah, why is this exploring my fucking psyche?
What would be a game that is one that had a memorable memorable ending to you?
Metal Gear Solid.
The first one.
The first one, yes.
Nintendo. Or just, that's Metal Gear.
Huh?
That's, yeah, it's Metal Gear, it's not Metal Gear Solid.
Solid was
Metal
the
Gear
first
Solid
one
for the PlayStation.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the ending, it was the after the credits ending. First time I played it, they just blew me away.
Was that the one where Snake, like, read your video, your memory card?
Yeah, that's the one. But, you know, at the end of Metal Gear Solid, I'm sorry if I'm ruining this for anyone who hasn't played it yet. I got to it, but, you know, at the end, it goes through the whatever.
Don't worry, you won't be able to play it on the PS3.
Yeah, I know. You won't be able to play it on the PS3. You'll be able to play on your PSP, however, if you're douching up to own one of those fucking useless machines, like me.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
I should punch you in the face for that.
I know, I kick myself in the nuts every day when I look at that. I'm like, wow.
It sucks, man.
Yeah, man.
Sell it on eBay.
No, Pocket. Dude, I need it.
For what?
I need it to play Metal Gear Subsistence. Portable Ops.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well.
Anyway, you know, and at the end of, you know, it goes through the ending, and there's multiple endings of the first Metal Gear Solid. Well, just two. Then it plays through the credits, and you got this Japanese lady singing this weird Japanese song, and there's, like, all photos of, like, moose and all this other shit. And you're just like, eh, whatever, you know. And then it goes into a phone conversation. You know, it shows the logo from the game. You probably just think it's a phone conversation. I'm like, what the fuck is that? It was one of the bosses from the game. And he's talking to this dude, and he's saying all this stuff. And you're like, oh, okay. Now, like, the shit that didn't make sense in the game now makes sense. And then, you know, he goes for 2 minutes, and then he fucking says, you know, thanks, Mr. President. Like, the whole time, yeah, I was just like, that's fucked up. It was the President of the United States the whole time that was behind that shit. It was just masterfully done, man. You know what I'm saying?
So it caught you off guard. And
it caught me off guard.
Like,
no, it didn't scare me,
like,
but
mission
I was just
was
like,
in vain.
No, dude, you know your mission is in vain like the second you start playing, because that's how Metal Gear games are. You know, but you just like, I was just like, damn, that's fucked up. I did not see
the
that
last
at
like
all.
Parting shot to your jugular.
Yeah, dude, exactly. I'm like, now I must buy the PS2 when it comes out and get the sequel
and kill the president.
Yeah, ironically, yeah.
I mean, ultimately, that's what you had to do.
Yeah, but sort of.
Not really, but somehow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You had to get to him.
Right. So, yeah, that's one game ending. Halo was okay.
Number one.
Number two did not have a fucking ending. Number two was,
to be continued.
Yeah, by game number three.
Yeah, number one
out.
Was a fun ending.
Final Fantasy X didn't have that bad of an ending. It was kind of lame. Definitely not as lame as Final Fantasy VII. Worst game ending of all time. Okay.
No Zeldas make the cut?
No. Wind Waker was amazing. That was also... I think that's probably better than Metal Gear Solid. For me, personally. That was a great game ending for Wind Waker. Yeah, anyway.
Okay.
There are others on the list.
Like what?
I'm not getting into it. No, dude. I'm not stretching this conversation out.
He was like, we're both like, yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. And you're like, there's others. And he's like, oh, yeah, like what? You're like, no. Yeah. No. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I'm done for tonight. That's it.
FBillRadio.com, DDPHackRadio.
Dude, maybe we should spell FBillRadio so people go to the website.
Doesn't matter. I don't give a fuck.
We discontinued
Hacker
our
Media,
Google
HackerMedia.org. Email us if you got some shit to talk. If you're a Scientologist pussy, and or if you like the show, and if there's any music you want to hear, send us the files fuck the
like
RIA. Radio at FBillRadio.com. Later.
Peace.